Daniels, A.G., Prescott. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California, July 1, 1903. Dear Brethren Daniels and Prescott, yesterday, Willie received a telegram from Elder Daniels, telling him to come to Battle Creek immediately. Willie was very busy, and I very much disliked to spare him from my work just now, but I left it with him to decide. He goes this afternoon, direct to Battle Creek. My brethren, I am certain that just as soon as your plans are laid open to some in Battle Creek, you will have interference. The enemy will work to defeat the plan of entering Washington. Light has been given me that the efforts that we make to move the publishing work from Battle Creek will be strongly opposed by those who have not clear spiritual eyesight. These ones will seek to hinder every effort put forth to move the office of publication to any other place. Keep your own counsel. Be as wise as serpents and as harmless as doves. Move we must, and move we will, because it is the word of the Lord. If we can do this better by a short delay, let us delay. But if you see that the Spirit of God would have you move at once, do as you are directed. God's people are not to colonize. They are not to center their interests in one place. The Lord desires the truth to be represented in other places besides Battle Creek. Seeing that Battle Creek has been visited in so signal a manner by the judgments of God, I know whereof I speak. My brethren, let us trust in the Lord always, for in Him is our strength. I am hopeful. I will not fail nor be discouraged. W.C. White will show you what I have written in regard to the money that our people have invested in Review and Herald. Should I withdraw my stock now, at a time when so great a disaster has come to the institution, I should feel that I were doing something that God could not approve. We pray for you all. God will help you. Hide self in Jesus, and be assured that He will hide you with Himself in God. Whatever may occur, and wherever we are, let us be representatives of Christ, examples of practical godliness. I am weary and must rest my head. I have written much this morning. In closing, I would say to you, do not become excited, whatever may occur. Stand always on guard. The enemy may come with soft, enticing words, and again, he may come as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. May the Lord bless you, is my prayer.